Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. And when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow.
Power 93.5, the Hitman and Carla. I'm Carla. Hitman out. He's in New York supporting the Shockers. And it is that time. Tuesdays, we do the real ICT with Brandon Johnson, councilman. What's up, Brandon?
Not much. Glad to be here again.
Yes, sir.
The opportunity to update folks.
Before we get started, Brandon, you know, you used to be heavily involved in the music scene, so I think it's only right we mention Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. It was bigger than music. You know, a lot of what he did, investing in community, buying back the community, creating job opportunities, building entrepreneurs. That's the thing that we should be doing and encouraging. And he's an example that I use with a lot of folks even today. So it was bigger than music, but the music was good too. And just rest in power.
You can tell it was bigger than music by the response.
Right.
It's not just artists who are being affected and speaking out about this. Everyone in the community. So rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. District 1. What covers District 1, by the way?
Man, District 1 is pretty big. So all the way 53rd Street North, going down to Mount Vernon South, east along Woodlawn.
Damn.
21st Street, we get up to Rock Road and then go around Bel Air. Western boundaries, 135 until you get to 17th Street. It goes down to Washington, down to Douglas, and then for down downtown between Douglas and Kellogg, all the way to the river.
All right, so here we go. What are some of the issues we're covering today, Brandon, for the Real ICT?
You know, today, three of the big items, I would say, is a charter ordinance regarding pawnbrokers and secondhand dealers. So it's something that is going to help combat theft. Someone steals your laptop or something like that. What this will do is connect us to a national database so we can always know when stolen things are pawned and we'll be able to react different with law enforcement. So again, hopefully people pay attention to that.
You smell really good.
Hey, you know, I like the oils I got.
Hey.
Red Egyptian musk.
Oh, so not cologne, it's oil.
All oils.
Men, if you're listening. All right, so they're going to be talking about pawnbrokers so people can't steal your stuff. And remind everyone, the City Hall Council meetings are every Tuesday. Is this one going to be on schedule for 9 or 9:30 later this morning?
Yeah, 455 North Main in the Black Building.
Okay.
Down in the council chambers. So get there a little early if you want to be there at the start to go through security. But again, council meetings the first, second, and third Tuesday of the month, 9 a.m., and then the fourth Tuesday is a workshop.
What happens at the workshop?
Workshop is just information to the council. So last week we talked about public art, possible 1%, just learning a way for a council to give feedback, a way for the public to hear what might come before the council in the next couple of weeks or months.
Now, are the public welcome to come to those as well?
Yep, everything's open to the public. The only difference is at a council meeting, the public can speak. At a workshop, it's just informational and only open to the council to speak.
Gotcha. What's the next issue you guys will be discussing?
You know, unfortunately, in District 1, we've got a few homes that we're going to condemn and get torn down.
Mm.
And that's always sad for me to see homes go. But there's a lot of opportunity for folks to try to get in there and save these homes before they get to me. But we've got three homes that definitely need to go. Roofs are caving in. Siding's bad. Open. There have been folks kind of staying there when they're not supposed to. So we're going to vote on that. And the homeowners will have a possibility, an opportunity to show up and speak if they want to.
Oh, wow.
Most of the time they don't. And then we'll just vote on it.
Okay.
And then the last thing, I guess one of the bigger items is out west, there's a rezoning where a business is trying to put in a boarding kennel for animals, and it's in the neighborhood. And there's been a few emails of folks concerned about that. So we'll hear that tomorrow as well.
Interesting.
Tonight, today as well.
Can you say like which area, like Tyler and Central?
It's out by Central on 235 in District 6.
Oh, okay. Right there, kind of by the highway then.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. The Real ICT with Councilman Brandon Johnson for District 1. Local issues happening right here in the community. The pawnbroker, illegal issues, condemned homes, rezoning for a kennel that's trying to... Look, I have to say it. Me and Hitman talked about this yesterday. The freaking potholes in the roads are crazy. Please tell me we're working on this.
We are. Last year, we shifted an extra $1 million into the road budget, and hopefully we can continue to shift more in there now. Our crews are responding to every time you get a pothole reported. So one of the things I will say is reach out to your council member or your neighborhood rep, probably easier and quicker. We get that out to Public Works, and they normally take care of it within 24 hours. You can go to wichita.gov, click Get Information, City Council. All of our pictures are there. There's a way to type in your address and figure out who your council member is.
Nice. Brandon Johnson, council member for District 1, The Real ICT. Today, every Tuesday, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of every month, the city council meetings are at 9 a.m., 455 North Main City Hall, down in the council chambers, the black building, 9 a.m. today. And then on the 4th, Mondays, they have the workshops. You can't really talk at those, but you can be informed and still attend those. So thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you, as always.
We'll be right back. It's Power 93.5. You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill, they set it up, I got them on it. I bought a new paddock, I had the white, so I two-toned them. Taking these drawers, I'm gonna be up until the morning. That ain't your car, you just a Lisa, you don't own it. If I'm in the club, I got that fire when I'm performing. The back end just came in and all hundreds. Vibes galore, cute, they all on us. I'm from Atlanta, where young run. I know they hating on me, but I don't read comments. Whenever I tell her to come, she come. Whenever it's smoke, we ain't running. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can slay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can slay. This all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Every other night, another dollar get made. Every other night, started with a good day. I feel like a child, I got boogers in the face. I've been dancing in the dollar, this shit is a parade. I don't want your train, I'm gon' want another slave. I had a draw that I too many bitches get insane. TSA arrest me, so I took a private plane. Like I'm working on my aim. Drip too hard, charge to the car. Designer to the ground, like a balance, better name. Drip too hard, caution on the floor. You gon' fuck around and drown, try and ride it away. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can slay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can slay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Power 93.5, Lil Baby, and Gunna. Drip too hard. Shout out to Brandon Johnson again. Thanks, Brandon. District 1 council member hanging out with me for The Real ICT. You know what? I'm going to start posting these segments, The Real ICT, under If You Missed It. So if you go to power935.com, click on If You Missed It, it'll be right there. I just read this story. People, you people with dogs, okay? Everyone I know who has a dog, y'all treat your dogs like people or like your kids. And this bride out in Australia bought her pit bull Bailey a matching wedding dress for her big day. She plans to have her dog walk down the aisle with her. She said, I decided to get Bailey a dress because she's my family. She's my baby. And our life with her is what makes every day special. I don't know if I can ever have kids, but for me, she's my kid. So she got her pit bull Bailey a wedding dress to walk down the aisle, $156 on Etsy. I don't even know what to say. I know what I could do with $150 instead of buying a wedding dress for my pit bull, but hey, who am I to judge? Speaking of clothing, there's this new thing on the market, and ladies, it sounds uncomfortable as hell, and it'll only cost you $315. It's coming up.
No credit?
No problem.
Bad credit?
No problem.
$50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.